time passed by months on end, until I finally reached the shores of Europe. I felt that my body had changed. It had become cylindrical through it, remained transparent. Like glass, this is why humans call me a glass eel. As I entered Europe, I felt the water change. It flowed more gently, more softly, more welcomingly. The journey continued and the waters kept changing. From the blue-green waters of the Mediterranean, I passed into darker waters. Then I realized that I must be in a river. I slipped through its cool embrace and over its rocky bed. At night, however, I was frightened, and I had to find places to hide, behind seaweed, inside caves, and still I traveled constantly day and night.